There was a major victory today for the tobacco industry. A federal appeals court ruled the Justice Department can no longer seek billions of dollars in past profits in its racketeering case against cigarette makers. The ruling changes the playing field in the trial, which is now underway in federal court in Washington, D.C. NPR's Debbie Elliott follows tobacco litigation. And Debbie, walk us through what this appeals court ruling today says.
Well, the biggest effect of it is probably that the big money is off the table in this case. The Justice Department was seeking $280 billion as a remedy in this federal case. It's a civil racketeering case. It had alleged that this money was ill-gotten gains or profits that were made off of a fraud. You know, the basis of the case is that cigarette makers are accused of a 50-year conspiracy to hide the dangerous and addictive nature of smoking and to target kids of customers. So the Justice Department was saying, you broke the law for 50 years, now we are going to go after the profit that you made from breaking the law. But the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia today said prosecutors are not entitled to that money, no matter what the outcome of the case. Two of the three judges on the panel agreed with the tobacco industry's arguments that the federal racketeering law only allows the government to seek past profits if it's likely that money would be used for future wrongdoing.
Well, what is this ruling then, this defeat for the government, what does it mean for the case that's underway now in court?
Well, it's not real clear. One tobacco executive, of course, called it a dramatic transformation, and immediately tobacco stock prices shot up today. Philip Morris's parent company, Altria, for example, was up 5%, and RJR was up 4.5%. This case was the biggest threat facing the tobacco industry because of that $280 billion, a figure that really could have crippled the industry. So without that, cigarette makers are now in a much better position. Some are even speculating that this could open the door for a settlement in the case. Remember, the Clinton administration brought this lawsuit, yet it's now being prosecuted under the Bush Justice Department. So there's been a lot of speculation that a deal was possible, and now with the $280 billion out of the picture, there could be an incentive for both sides to talk settlement now. Now, the Justice Department had no immediate response as to whether this ruling will be appealed or what's next. They were just saying that they were reviewing it.
Now, this is, of course, a federal case. The tobacco companies had earlier settled with states.
Right. That was in 1998, and tobacco companies agreed to pay states and agreed to a lot of changes in the way the industry operates back then. And, you know, that's one of the arguments that the tobacco industry is using in this case, saying, you know, we changed our ways, we've agreed to a lot of different things because of the state settlement, so this Justice Department case is really sort of a moot point.
Well, if this trial does go forward, Debbie, in federal court, what kind of remedies could there be?
Well, the government has a wide variety of things it could ask for should it win its case against tobacco. As we mentioned earlier, the testimony is underway right now in Washington, D.C. And the court could order more changes in the way the industry operates. For example, it could say no longer can you use terms like light or ultralight when you're describing cigarettes. It could impose even stricter rules for advertising and marketing, more graphic warning labels on cigarette packs. There could also be some money involved here. For example, the court could order tobacco firms to pay into a fund to help people stop smoking, to offer something like nicotine patches or gum for smokers that want to quit, or even to fund an education program aimed at preventing youth smoking. But that's not going to cost near the amount of money that the $280 billion figure would have been.
Okay. NPR's Debbie Elliott. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Melissa.